government behavior and one liberal and a Republican foreign behavior in the other. That results from the superimposition of these two levels. I, from the superimposition of Republican foreign behavior onto federal government behavior. It is the product of the implication of these two levels, but it cannot be reduced to either. Pattern government behavior is ubiquitous in the biological and physical realms. Physical systems realize complex patterns without intending them. The pattern is incarnated by the components of the system, each part of which constitutes it, but the constitution is effectuated by something as mindless as a Laren diagram. The latter mechanism codes for the pattern without the structure of the pattern having to be represented by any part of it. Thus the turns and wiggles performed by dancing bee occur for RESRNTO communicate information about FLOWERSWITHOUT. This reason being intended, the bee has no mind with which it can intend to realize the dance. What would it mean to say of a bee returning from a clover field that its turnings and wigglings occur because they are part of a complex dance? Would this commit us to the idea that the bee envisages the dance and acts as it does by virtue of intending to realize the dance? If we reject this idea, must we refuse to say that the dance pattern as a whole is involved in the occurrence of each wiggle and turn? Clearly not. It is open to us to give an evolutionary account of the phenomena of the dance, and hence to interpret the statement that this wiggle occurred because of the complex dance to which it, BLONGSWHICH, appears, as before, to attribute causal force to an abstraction, and hence tempts us to draw upon the mentalistic language of intention, and PURPORCA in terms of the survival value to groups of these forms of behavior. In this interpretation, the dance pattern comes in not as an abstraction, but as exemplified by the behavior of particular bees. One, what does it mean to say that the bees wiggling is part of a dance? Art.
Thank you.